This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre on Joy 94.9.
Joy, joy, joy. Hello, hello. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. I'm Carlos. My co-host today and my colleague, Kale.
That's right.
Now, you might be asking yourself, what the hell is the Well, Well, Well team doing on a Monday night on Joy 94.9? Well, this is actually our new slot.
Our new home.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very exciting.
Every Monday, we're going to come here at 8 p.m. and we're going to bring you the show presented live by Back.
That's right.
On Well, 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 of course, we continue to talk about issues and topics related to the GLBTI community.
Yep, so our gender, sex, and sexually diverse community, all about sex, health, and well-being. And thank you to the Outtakes crew as well for introducing us and welcoming us to Monday nights. It was very kind of them.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Carlos, what have we got on?
Well, today in the show, we're going to be talking to, first, to Rob Cam. We're going to be talking about the Vic Bears celebration of their 20th anniversary.
Oh, very exciting. And who else? Do we have anyone else coming on after that?
Yes, after that, of course, the handsome.
Very handsome. All right. Well, he was a former competitor of mine from Laird Leatherman 2015. So, you know, but there's no adversity. Very supportive of Daddy Steve. And I'm very supportive of his upcoming event, which I think we'll be hearing about. Hi, Cal. Sounds amazing. I've got my tickets already. And we'll be talking about how you can grab your tickets if you have missed out. If you've missed out, speaking of missing out, if you've missed out on any of the last shows or you just want to hear a show again or share it with friends, you can always download podcasts of the previous episodes of Well, Well, Well at www.joy.org.au.
Hi, Kyle. Sounds so intriguing.
It is. I'm very excited about it. I love a good excuse for leather, especially kind of leather. I don't want to say in an unconventional way, but you very rarely have, like, I was saying, it's not a formal leather event. It's like a formal, comma, leather event. So you can take your leathers out and do something, you know, a bit more, you know, dinner party with it. I don't know. Maybe Daddy Steve will tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah. I reckon, look, stay with us and you will get to hear a lot from these two very interesting events. Full of surprises, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited about this, Carlos. I know, I mean, if a listener hasn't been aware of this, Carlos will be leaving us in due time. So, you know, this is your universe. You got your leather and your bears this episode. I'm very excited about this.
I'm so happy with my world today. Now, to connect with us, you can email onair@joy.org.au or you can SMS us on 0427-JOY949.
Joy94.9.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And joining us in the studio today, Rob Cam. Mr. Rob Cam, welcome to Well, Well, Well.
Thanks, Carlos. Great to be here.
And how are you?
I'm well.
Yeah?
I've been rehearsing that. I think the show's gone well. Actually, I'm really good. Besides a little slight ache in the shoulder, I'm really good. So
excellent.
No dramas at all.
So 20th anniversary of
It's a big year for us. Many people would know the Bear community and Vic Bears being the club that represents the Bear community in Victoria. It's, hard to believe. 1996 up till now. So in 3 weeks' time, it's our big 20th. So we're pretty excited.
Yeah. So, Rob, the listener probably doesn't know who you are. I know who you are.
Yeah, I know.
The listener probably doesn't. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what is your connection with the Bear community?
With the Bears. So I'm born and raised in Melbourne and been here all my life. We've done some stints overseas and up in Sunshine Coast in Queensland, but pretty much, you know, Melbourne is home. And I literally fell into the bear community. It was stumbling into the Laird on a particular Monday night, as it was many years ago. And we were there because my partner at the time, we were down partying down at, I think it was Three Faces, down at Commercial Road, as it was in those days. So it's going back a bit. And we're dancing, having a great time. Music was cool. And we took off our shirts because it was getting hot. And we're sort of big, hairy men. Yeah, and the sweating, and literally the crowd sort of just parted. And the looks, and we're like, okay, we don't feel really comfortable here. What's going on? And we were living in the country at the time, country Victoria. And we come into town for a big weekend. And we'd heard of this other place, somewhere on the north side of town. And I thought, oh, let's go and find it. And got the newspaper out then, because there was no... We had no smartphones back then, you know, 20-odd years ago. So literally stumbled into the Laird, and it was a den night for this bunch of bears. And I met Roy Burns, the president at the time.
Yep.
It must have been about 98 or so. So this is going back about 18 years. And it was like finding home. It was like, wow, there's a great bunch of guys, a lot of fun, more cool music. I got to join. So I joined up as one of the founding members way back in the early days of what was the club. So,
I imagine the dance floor, instead of getting bigger, you got more hugged.
Yeah, it felt very much like we found our tribe. And over the years, I've been involved. I've loved helping out with the bears, being on the committee in various forms, being a past president a few years back. I was very chuffed to receive life membership a few years ago.
Awesome.
And I'm back on the committee now. So one of the committee men of a team of eight that pulls everything together every year. So now working on the gala, which is coming up. So that's my connection with the bears.
No, I'm going to ask a quick question here. I mean, you've been with Vic Bears for some time. I'm sure you've done some bear networking around the world.
Yes.
what does this compare? I mean, are there bear organizations that are a lot older than you guys, or that are a lot younger than you? How do you guys fit in the international strata?
Well, that's a good question. I haven't done a lot of research in that, but from what I know, the bears sort of movements came pretty much from the US in the late sort of in the 80s, early 90s. So it sort of came to Australia, I think, online through ICU or ICR, one of those chat channels. I remember the guys, the team of six, we call them, that started the club. So I think, look, we're a few years old, about the same age as the club in Sydney, Harbour City Bears.
Yeah.
Bris Bears is not far behind us. So the Australian bear movement pretty much all sort of happened, and we realised, wow, this is, you know, who we belong to, or we feel connected with. And back then, you know, it was very much a look or an attitude and a sort of feel. And it's sort of grown and evolved, I think, over the decades. But still very much a strong movement worldwide. You can go to any city, open any of the multiple bear apps, you know, the dating apps that they have.
Yeah. Are there some?
And there's a whole universe to
there
it.
There is.
So I guess one of the questions I get a lot, because I am if anyone, you know, listening has ever seen me in person, they know that I'm not exactly a smooth person. I'm quite hairy myself. But because I'm a water polo player and stuff like that, I don't have the big portly kind of bear build that people associate it with.
Right.
So I guess, what is a bear, and like, let's start there. What is a bear?
It's funny, we're still asking this question, you know, 20 years later. I think we had to explain it many years ago because it was a new sort of little niche within the broader, you know, gay community. But I think if you ask anyone now what's a bear, I think they get it or know when they see one. But it's gone beyond just a look or, you know, larger, hairy, older guys, which is probably the sort of, you know, if you had to be very stereotypical of what a bear was. But now it's really about that sort of mindset and that vibe of brotherhood and mateship and support, and not being too hung up about things. And that includes probably things like body image or, you know, so they're not the ones that, but we have a lot of guys that do go to the gym a lot and look after themselves, and that's cool. Others carry a bit of weight, and that's fine. Most would have, you'd see spots and facial hair would be sort of probably a defining factor these days. And whether you have hair or not, I can see, you know, a few hairs actually peeking there through.
There's more than one or two, I can assure you.
But I mean, some people like the sub-labels of cub and polar and all that. I think, you know, these days we don't feel we have to sort of sub-categorise and define ourselves. And we're very much part of the broader community. I mean, we're in mainstream, not only just, you know, big advocates and supporters of the general, you know, GLBTIQ community. So, yeah, it can mean many things. okay. different people. Yeah. So,
all right.
Yeah. So it's really if you feel bare, you know, we have a lot of people that just, you know, they may not feel that they look the part, but they're very much attracted to the mateship and the casualness and the socialness. And also, I suppose, the community feel, because being a non-for-profit organisation, everything we do is for charity.
Yeah.
You know, and to sustain the club, which we've done very well for 20 years and will be for another 20 years and beyond. And that's exciting.
Well, look, I'm looking forward to, you know, we got caught up here in the language here, but I do want to hear about this 20th gala and dinner. It's a big achievement.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well and Joy 94.9. Now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of the Vic Bears 20th anniversary gala dinner and show.
We're joined in studio by Vic Bears' Rob Cam, in case you've missed out. And, yeah, Rob, tell us all about it. What's the story?
Well, it's all in the title. It's gala. Mm-hmm. It's going to be pretty fabulous. And we knew this date was coming. Obviously, 20 years is a bit of a build-up. So we've been planning and thinking about this for a while. And certainly in the last year, we've got our act together and getting it moving. So it really is we really want to look back and celebrate the history of the club and the great achievements that we've had and bring people back together, which has been the theme of our social club the whole time, is creating opportunities for people to come together, feel comfortable with their bear buddies and have a great time. So this is a big event where, yeah, I'm seeing the guest lists and I'm seeing the ticket sales coming in and the names that are booking. It's like, wow, I haven't seen them for like ages. It's going to be so cool to have old committee men back and past presidents. We've got, I think, 8 past presidents.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow. They'll either all be there or beaming in. Some can't make it, but then there's a few surprises.
It's very, this is your life.
It is a bit like that. It's like, we're trying to make it as big as the Oscars, but I wasn't given enough, big enough budget, unfortunately, for that one.
Okay.
But, yeah, and over the years, many years ago, you know, the various events that we've had during Southern Hibernation, which is our normal big bear week of events during June, in the middle of the year, our big fundraiser week, we've had various forms of entertainment and live shows. So we've gone back sort of really deep into the vault or deep into our black books, and they're all on Facebook, thankfully, and saying, guys, why don't you want to come back and maybe get your heels back on or grab a mic again and entertain us like you did 10 years ago or 15 years ago?
Yeah.
And it's been great to sort of get the guy, or some of them are the gals, together, because we've had drag involved in the community for many, many years. Some of the, you know, years gone by, we, you know, we used to have the Shield sisters, the Maxie Shield, who whose more attractive brother is actually Neville, who's a past president of the club and a life member as well. So he's co-hosting with me on the night. I don't know if it's him or it could be Maxie. Oh, we'll find out.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether his more glamorous sister will be along on the night. But the gorgeous Goaties will be there as well, who used to perform at DT's. Many will know those. So yeah, they're flying in. And there's Miss Felicia, many people may know, and Madam Olga Fifi Babaginski. She's recovered from her plastic surgery in the Eastern Bloc, and she's coming in. I know, it's like she said, she's been messaging me photos. It looks sort of glamorously hideous, but she'll be there. She's in deep rehearsal at the moment. Plus, we've got an opera singer, David Roger Smith, who's big in the musical scene here in Australia, like the big musicals, who's part of the bear community and used to entertain us at many of the Southern Hibernation opening parties and entertain us at many of the events we've had. So we're all coming back to the sort of our perennial home of where we do the big shows at the Comics Lounge in North Melbourne, which is a fantastic venue.
Yeah.
I got a little bit more excited yesterday because I went out yesterday with David Vergona, who's our DJ, and he's sort of like our resident DJ.
How big is this venue?
It normally seats 400, so okay. I'd love to fill it, but we can sort of petition off. But we want to rip some tables out because we've got the dance floor.
Yeah.
And we're extending the big Madonna catwalk along the stage. No, I'm only kidding. No. Some of the girls may walk on the tables. We'll see. Look, we're going to have a few hundred people there. The cast just grows, you know, every time the word goes out, but we've been rehearsing for many weeks now.
He's going to be walking on tables. These better be some sturdy tables.
Yeah, some solid heels. Look, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, David and I were there yesterday and we sort of did an AV run through and got all excited. Oh, we could put the smoke machine over there. We could put some more lights there. And he's put a shout out on the Vic Bears page for like, okay, what tracks do you want? He's like taking requests. So we've got a post up there and I can see already we've got a lot of Kylie and a bit of Madonna and Dead or Alive and some of the stuff from the 90s and earlier that, you know, we've grown up with and just love and just can, you know, shirts off, hands in the air, have a great night. So it's going to be a bit of fun. But it's one big event over the whole weekend because it was that last weekend in April 20 years ago that it started. So we've got our normal den night on the Saturday night, and we've got a great lunch at the Park Hotel on the Sunday. But it's the gala on the Friday night, which we're all very excited about. We're going to have a lot of memorabilia. So we've got all like T-shirts from old years and past events and old posters, so we're going to get all that out so everyone can sort of remember the, you know, just the stuff we've been involved in. And so many great volunteers and committee are going to be coming along, and you add up all those hours and effort that people made over the years, because we're all run on volunteerism and just people stepping up and kicking in, and it's pretty amazing, you know, for what we've been able to achieve and raise for charity, you know, in two decades. So,
well, I was going to ask about that. Are you? It sounds like you guys are going to be able to showcase kind of the, I mean, because we talked in, you know, the first segment, we were talking about the sense of community, and that's sort of the whole premise. It's that idea of having kind of a, I guess, a safe space in a community that you can approach. You know, it's incredibly important, I guess, for the health and well-being of individuals, you know, since, you know, that's what we're all about here. And I guess you've had a lot of philanthropic initiatives over the
years. We have. Every year, I think, you know, everything we've done and the money we've raised, obviously, we need to keep some to keep the club vibrant and growing, and build things like websites and pay insurance and all this stuff that, you know, as you start getting bigger and you're, you know, working with venues and putting on large events with hundreds of people. But primarily, it gives us the most joy and satisfaction to be able to give back. And over the years, we've, you know, we normally focus on organizations that may not get a lot of funds from other sources or government backing. So it's like, well, they could do with $5,000. Like, they could, you know, could change their world for a year if we gave them $10,000, for example. And so I think we added it up, and it's a bit hazy, but it's well over $200,000 that raised, you know, over the years through underbear dances or lunches or picnics or nights at the pub or trivia, whatever it may be.
You guys have like boxing bears, everything, every Boxing Day or something.
Boxing Day bears, boxing as in, you know, fighting.
Well, maybe that's, maybe that's,
man, that's, you know, a theme. Write that down for another for a possible den bears night. Yeah. Well, we did a slumber party for the first time last September, I think it was, and everyone came in their onesies. And we had a big bed, and we had a pillow fight with feathers and everything. The video is still on our page. It was huge, and it was so much fun that you still have that sense of, wow, you know, we're giving back. It's a selfless attitude, which I think is bare, and we revel in that. So to have a night where we can all come together and celebrate that, it's going to be a lot of fun. And our charity we've selected this year is the VAC Pantry.
Yeah.
So we've teamed up with VAC, and particularly them as well, who do so good with their nutritional and sort of food goods for those in the community that can't always put food on the table. So our Boxing Day Bears was exactly that. As you said, it was bringing along food items, and, you know, we're working hard with this event and Southern Hibernation so we can get that big check out for them, you know, in the middle of the year. So that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
It is.
So the reason why I'm going to ask this question is because I have a couple of female friends that identify as a bear.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Now, this event, is it for members only, and is it just for men, or what's the deal?
It's completely open. So it's an open and inclusive for anyone of any gender, of any sex. We don't care. Come along. If you want to hang with the bears, you've got bear buddies, or some of the bears have been saying, if you've got, you know, secret girlfriends, or, you know, bring your mother. Some people are bringing workmates, you know, some of the girls from work.
Yeah.
Fag hags. Doesn't matter, you know.
I thought in the bear community, I heard the phrase once that fag hags in the bear community are called Goldilocks.
Goldilocks, that's often, That's what I heard that one too. So no, it's, some of our events, you know, it's particularly some venues where they are men only, that's cool. But we like to provide variety through, you know, other events, and this one is a very open. So, yeah, we're getting lots of girls coming along, which is cool.
All right, so you've heard it here. It's open to everybody. How, if they want tickets, how do we do that?
Go to our Facebook page is probably the best place. There's a lot of info on the event and a quick link to the online ticket sales there. So Vic Bears Inc., or just Vic Bears, you'll find it on Facebook. Or Manhouse, so you can drop into the Manhouse store and buy the tickets over the counter there for the next few weeks.
Okay, how much are tickets?
We've kept it pretty low, like $45, and that includes a 3-course dinner.
What?
I know. And we wanted to keep it like close to cost to allow all members, courage. We're almost giving it away. We'll cover a little bit for the lighting and the decorations.
There you go.
And the heels that Maxie's hiring, you know, buying for the night.
And the insurance.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when everybody falls off the table.
The table. So $45 for members, $55 for non-members, and that includes a 3-course dinner. So we're going, and look, Comics Lounge, I'll admit, is not known for its food. It's there for the, it's great, fun venue. It's a party place, but they're going to look after us. I've got a call from the chef today, so we've got a good menu we're putting together. There'll be an entree, there'll be a choice, and there'll be a main and a dessert. But the show's all included, and they've got, you know, a couple of bars, and there'll be videos and 30,000 photos we're waiting through to get a selection to play on the night as well. So,
wow.
Yeah, so how do you pick between 30,000 photos? Which one's the show that, you just, you know, for the last 20 years?
You just don't.
You just play them on a big loop. Yeah, yeah, right. We've got to have something on the TVs. So, yeah, all that's included for the price, and whatever we, you know, raise over the cost is going to go to VAC in the pantry there.
That's absolutely wonderful, and very much appreciated support from VaxEnd, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So there you have it, the 20th anniversary for Vic Bear's Gala and Dinner. It's kicking off, date again?
Friday, 22nd of April, so it's only 2 and a bit weeks away.
Yeah.
So doors open at 7, and shows start, you know, who knows, drag dive, we'll see, a couple of hours after that, so.
Look them up on Facebook, Vic Bears Inc., I said?
Yeah,
you said?
Vic yep. Bears or Vic Bears Inc., yeah.
Absolutely, and there are other events happening throughout the weekend, so be sure to check them all out. Rob Kim, thank you so much for joining
Welcome.
Us.
Welcome, thanks guys for having me.
Thank you. No worries, you're listening to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. Next in the studio, we'll be joined by a Daddy Steve to talk about Hi Cal.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well, 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 enjoy 94.9. And I'm going shy now because, you know what, we're joined here by Daddy Steve.
You're shy in front of Daddy
yes,
Steve.
Yes, yes.
There's no danger shy. I don't bite that hard.
Well,
there you go.
Wow.
Mm. I've seen him do, well, actually, that's a really long list, and that's a totally different show. Are we late enough? I don't know. But that's all right. Daddy Steve, thank you for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're very happy to have you here, our first time on Monday nights, and our return to evenings, really. But yeah, we're here to talk to you about Hi Cal.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's a very exciting event that's coming up this Saturday. Hi Cal is a term used more commonly in Australia than the US, referring to a full kit of formal leathers. So in America, they often use the term high hide, but when you, with an Australian accent, if you try to say that too quickly, it just sounds like you're being overly friendly. So commonly, you might hear it in Australia called high cow, which is a little bit more friendly to our vowel pronunciation.
There you go. And instead, I just think everyone's saying hello to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, hi.
Yeah, yeah, no. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you get into the leather scene?
Okay. Well, I've been involved in the leather scene. The more flippant line I often use is at the age of 2, my mother put me in a red harness.
Oh.
That's on a leash to help control me in a shopping centre. little did she know. Since then, it was probably in my early 20s when I had some friends, an older group of friends that were much more into the leather scene, and they took me along to my first leather party, and I thought, I really like this. Still being at university, I didn't quite have the funds for purchasing leather, so I went down to Leffler's, which is still there, which is a saddlery place, and went and bought a whole lot of straps of leather, buckles, and a little anvil kit to make my own very first harness, which I still have.
DIY blacksmith.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, yeah, but in terms of what I've been doing in the last year, in August last year, I won the Laird Leatherman competition.
Yep. You had some stiff competition.
I did.
Just quietly.
I love how incredibly modest you are, Cal.
Oh, look, I didn't say it had anything to do with my presence.
But it was a really wonderful competition, and really it was a very tight competition. There was a 6 great contestants, and I was fortunate enough to be victorious on the day, although we're all winners for putting ourselves forward.
Oh, that is kind of you. You did an amazing job. You had amazing, what I really loved about your campaign, if you will, because it is a campaign.
It is. It's not just the night.
I will say, I mentioned this in the last time we were talking to Vic Bears, and there's just sort of like this one night thing, and someone gets great. And I thought, bloody hell, we have to plan out like 4 outfits in advance. We have to have a whole talent segment. There's this whole week lead up to it. We had a competition for weeks in advance. Laird Leatherman is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but it is such an enjoyable process that I'd fully recommend it to anyone to put themselves forward.
Absolutely.
One of the things I did on the night was, and this is leading into what Hi Cal is about, was to try and raise some money for the charities that were being supported on that night. And on the actual night of the competition, I had a couple of great mates out there selling Hunter Green hankies. Now, a Hunter Green hanky is worn on the left is an indicator of a daddy. So I had a fair amount of support, and I still think to this day you can't buy a Hunter Green hanky in Melbourne.
You did source quite a few from what I
recall. There was quite a few, and there was a lot of green hankies waving around in the crowd showing their support.
It was like a daddy of Vita. They were all
But that was the leading into one of the main things that I wanted to do in my title year, and that was to raise as much money as possible, and that's where the concept of the High Cow charity dinner came about. So to be able to get people to support a cause and support an event where the whole focus, not the whole focus, but a good focus of the night is to A, have a good time, and B, raise as much money for charity as possible.
No, I'm just going to intro you there, because a lot of people wouldn't realize. Now, that is tradition for Laird Leatherman, is to pick a charity every year, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, so you had that selected and ready to go well in advance of the crowning. So
I did, actually.
And is that, you know, I don't. You can be the historian here for a minute. Has that always been the case with Laird Leatherman? He's always had a charity?
As far as I know, yes. Yeah? They've always had a charity that they've raised funds for, and each Leatherman has the choice of the charity. So it's something that we can bring our own sort of values and ideas to together as yep. part of the title year. So the charity I chose to support is GALFA, which is the Gay and Lesbian Foundation of Australia. And they do some wonderful works. They're a foundation, not a charity. So they don't implement programs, but they do work to partner with other organisations in order to improve their efficacy and resources to be able to deliver their own programs. So in that way, they're not doubling up on services that are already being provided, but they're providing additional support for other services.
Fantastic. Mm. And just an example of some of the other services they may have worked with?
Some of the recent projects they've been working with is the LGBTI Health Alliance, which is trying to remove isolation of our aging and elderly GLBTI people by testing the feasibility of an online virtual visitor program. And
okay.
One of the great things about GALFA is that they don't just see themselves as working in isolation in providing funds for a specific program. They often partner with other charitable foundations and organisations. And in this particular project, it was the Sydney Meyer Foundation. So they provided a significant grant for that. This year, they're also working with the Royal District Nursing Services to okay. create a evidence-based guidelines for training of people that work in the aged care setting on how to deal with GLBTI and trans people in residential care. So, and again, with that one, they've partnered with the Sydney Meyer Foundation. GALFA has a focus on dealing with aged LGBTI.
Which is a great focus. That's been an issue, I guess, that's coming up. We've talked about it a little bit on the show before, and it's something we want to focus on going into the future. It's a good problem, I guess. I think we've had an age population that's now been out mm-hmm. into late age, or in the case of those living with HIV.
And often the case, people have to go back in the closet when they go into residential care in their sort of twilight years, mm-hmm. and that's not something that I think would be terribly appealing for anyone. The other focus of GALFA is on homelessness, and some of the stats is pretty shocking on the amount of GLBTI homeless that are in Australia on any one night. And the last thing I read, and I can't quote a source for this, but it's about 5,000 people yep. that identify as GLBTI that are homeless every night in Australia. So one of the things that the other program that they've worked with is with the University of Melbourne and Swinburne, and they're researching into a database on homeless data called Journey Home, and they're looking to see how much data they can sort of glean to help direct programs to GLBTI services for the homeless. And again, they've partnered in that case with the Lord Mayor's Charitable Fund in Melbourne.
That's amazing. It's amazing work. Look, you've got a great charity going on here. I want to hear a bit more about not only the work that GALFA is doing and your support for GALFA, but we're going to talk about High Cow a bit more here.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we're going to listen to a couple announcements. You are listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Don't go anywhere. We'll be joined in the next segment with Daddy Steve again.
At Joy 94.9, there are approximately 300 volunteers bringing you over 75 shows, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of facts and figures to take in, but here's one more number for you to think about. 1-300-569-949. That's the number to call to talk to the Joy sales team about becoming a Joy sponsor. One phone call can get your business on air and online, reaching thousands of Joy listeners at a price you can afford. 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. We're talking to Daddy Steve about High Cow. Now, what can we expect in the charity dinner?
Okay, so High Cow is it's a full gala dinner function. We have a wonderful menu put together by the team at South of Johnson, which is hosting the event, which is including cocktails and canapes on arrival, three-course dinner, and wine, beer, and soft drinks throughout the evening. So that's the food. It's a full...
That's a beautiful
dinner.
Spread.
It is a dinner. The menu is on the High Cow Charity Dinner Facebook page, so if you can have a look, you can actually pre-decide what you're going to eat out of the wonderful choices that they've got there. In addition to that, we've got some pretty impressive entertainment lined up. I'm pleased to announce that we do have an international act.
Oh, is that can you announce it now?
Yes, it's a burlesque performer from New Zealand called Venus Star.
Oh,
confirmed today, actually. And in addition to that, we have a rope bondage demonstration from the most highly trained rope bondage practitioner, female rope bondage practitioner in Australia, with her model. Think is the term. We also have some cabaret by Dino Curie, and we also have one of the top shelf Australia boys coming in to do a very special show at the end of the evening.
Oh, that's very exciting. It's a little bit saucy as well, which is great.
It's a little bit saucy. It's not going to be your average charity do.
Okay, and not your average leather do, so to speak.
No, it's going to be a little bit different. So what I've encouraged everyone to do is to try and make sure that you look pretty damn fine. I mean, not everyone has a full set of formal leathers, and I'm aware of that, and that's hence there's a comma after formal. So some people will look fantastic wearing a harness over a tuxedo, at least one, because I think that's a good mix, and it's a way of people expressing and being part of it. I think making it inclusive into a more formal aspect, then it's going to improve the visibility of the leather community as well, because it's not isolating people because they don't have the gear. So it's going to be a visual feast, I think, for both the entertainment, the venue, and the participants in the dinner.
Absolutely. I'm very excited about it. I mean, I was talking about it, I think, Carlos, before the show as well. You know, it's an opportunity for anybody in the leather community to get a bit of creative. You know, I got excited about it. I already have my ticket. I'm ready to go. And actually, and speaking of which, how is it selling?
Very well. Very well. We're not far off capacity.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we've got less than 10 tickets available. So if anyone wants to get in there to come along, I'd suggest you go online to Manhouse's website, manhouse.com.au, and have a look. The link is on their homepage, so click through to that and you can purchase the tickets online, but I expect them to all be sold, if not tomorrow, by
how big is the venue?
We've got space for 80 for the dinner,
and it's 9 to 10 tickets left.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you heard it. Manhouse's website. Head there if you do want a ticket now. Amazing lineup as well.
It's going to be a really fun night. In addition to that, we've also got the a charity auction, and we've had some wonderful donations from sponsors, including we've got a Ross Watson print, which is framed up and looking fantastic. It's one of my favourite of his work. I probably should disclose that I am his partner and director of the gallery. So it's very nice for Ross to support this. Manhouse has donated a set of custom chaps. So those that don't have their full leather kit, you can bid on that at the night. Another thing that I've donated is a joy flight over the Western Port Bay, so over French Island, Phillip Island, with myself as the pilot.
Whoa, hang on a second. Slow down here a second here. Are you qualified for this?
I am qualified for this.
Really? Is that a recent development?
I completed my license last year.
Oh, that's very exciting. Yeah. All right. And I think that's more... I think I like that it was last year. I think for someone listening for the first time, I feel like, I just got this the other day.
People will be like, no.
Well, you know, there's always an element of danger in a light aircraft.
Hey, but, look, yeah, that's right.
The only problem with light aircraft is there's not enough crashes, because if there was more crashes, then everyone wouldn't be reported on.
Oh, gosh.
But it is safe. I have landed a plane with its engine turned off, so, you know...
Well,
worst case scenario,
that's like,
but
that's like a requirement, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a safety requirement.
Yeah, they don't usually do it with the engine turned off, but my flight instructor, on passing my test, reached over and said, I think it's about time you learnt what a real engine failure feels like, and he just flicked off the switches and said, now get it down.
So, really, you've been under duress, you know, this is really a valuable ticket here. Here's an experienced, veteran, seasoned pilot. And would you be, as a pilot, would you be wearing leather?
I will be wearing something suitable for the cockpit.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Double entendre there, maybe. All right. So
we also have some wonderful accommodation from Hearts Lane that donated a two-night stay, midweek stay. There's a jewelry company called DePunti, which has donated a whole lot of silicon and diamond rings and bracelets. The bracelets might have an ulterior use, being made of silicon, and they've all got a 2-point diamond put in them. There's a lot more. Tom Jones has kindly donated a massage, piecing headquarters. The Athenaeum and Butterfly Clubs have donated passes, Hares and Hyenas, and the Laird has donated a season's pass to the Underwear Night, which is the first Monday of every night.
Which is tonight.
Tonight, yes.
Okay, although you wouldn't be able to use it tonight because the event's not happening until Saturday.
No, okay, it's from after April.
Okay.
So there's some wonderful things that will be auctioned off. Some of them will be door prizes, but really looking forward to it. And Mad Dog's just confirmed today that she's donated 3 hours of leather care as well. So
yeah, for anyone who doesn't know Mad Dog, she is a institution in her own right.
Yes.
Runs during a week of leather. She gets exemption to the men-only kind of rule there, and she comes in and treats,
shows you how to look after your leather so it lasts longer and looks fantastic.
And a seasoned veteran. She's got many stories on leather care.
Yeah,
very, very good. Steve, this is amazing. So again, give us a rundown here. If you want tickets,
go to manhouse.com.au and click on the High Cow charity dinner link on their homepage.
And it's all happening?
It's all happening on Saturday. It's 7 to 11 at South of Johnson, which is 46 Oxford Street in Collingwood. And, be prepared for one hell of a fantastic night of...
Now, tickets are... How much are tickets?
Tickets are $130.
But...
That is all inclusive.
Yep, and that's all going to charity as well.
Yes. Full proceeds from the evening will be going to GALFA.
And actually, we didn't get to ask about that before. So, GALFA, if people want to get a bit more information about the organization and their portfolio work...
Yep. GALFA.org.au.
Okay, GALFA.org.au.
And that will take you to their website, where there's a lot of information on their projects and how to donate and the different ways you can donate.
And do you have... I mean, this is a lot. This is taking a lot of energy and obviously like a lot to think about. Mm-hmm. But do you have, I guess, throughout the year, are you thinking about other events already? Are you going to see how this one goes?
Well, one of the things I wanted to do with this and one of the important things of the Leatherman is to create a legacy. And so... The legacy that I've decided to do is to make this the inaugural event, which means that we'll be coming back next year with something hopefully bigger and better. So the first year, and it's deemed so far to be a success as far as ticket sales have gone, is on a smaller scale. I'd like to see it grow and grow and grow and become quite a fixture on the annual calendar.
That's very exciting. So so next year, would that be whoever becomes Laird Leatherman 2016 would take this, or are you going to come back to?
I will be taking this on,
okay.
But I would like to be able to work closely with the Leatherman. My title son, they will.
Title son?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense with Daddy Steve. Well, look, we're going to go to a song here and a couple more messages, but stick with us, Daddy Steve. We're going to come back to chat with you a little bit more.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You're listening to Well on Joy 94.9. Now, Tex, I hope you like the chat about the formal leather. Thanks for the message.
And he said he's looking forward to that. I can assume he's talking about the High Cal charity event.
I should hope so.
Yeah, and we are joined in the studio by Daddy Steve, who is Laird Leatherman 2015. High Cal charity event happening this Saturday, April 9th. If you want tickets, you better move quick. Go to the Manhouse website because it's down to the last few. Now, Daddy Steve, this is a pretty big charity event. Now, when this finishes, what are you going to do with all this spare time?
There won't be that much spare time. I get to put my head down now for quite an exciting thing, which comes up in the final weekend of May, and that's the International Mr. Leather Competition, better known as IML.
So, okay, tell us a little bit about it. Now, obviously, I know a little bit about this. A lot of people in the leather community know about this, but what is this?
IML is a conversion in Chicago from leathermen around the world, and during that, there's a contest where there's, I think that we're up to about 64 from around the world this year that will be competing for the title of International Mr. Leather. And this is a big stage production. It's quite over the top. I went there for the first time last year and was impressed with what I saw, a little bit overwhelmed with what I saw, even more so overwhelmed now that I know that I'll be competing this year.
It's very exciting. It would be wonderful. Now, has an Australian delegate ever won International Mr. Rider?
An Australian won IML in 1989, which was their second one, and there hasn't been an Australian winner since then. I'm very fortunate this year to be joined by two other Australian contestants, Tim Ball from Sydney and David Eisenhart from Brisbane.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's the first time in a long time that Australia's had a full contingent of three contestants.
Well, it's wonderful to see that the leather community is well and truly happy at the moment. That's happening in June, so if you want to support...
May. Weekend in May.
Last weekend in May. So if you want to support Daddy Stephen, you just happen to be in Chicago, be sure to check it out. High Cal this Saturday, as we mentioned, Saturday, April 9th. And Vic Bears, Carlos, when's that happening?
Yeah, the Vic Bears 20th Anniversary Gala Dinner and Show at the Comics Lounge Friday 22nd of April at 7 p.m. For tickets, just go to Facebook, Vic Bears, or we put all the information about the two events on the Well page on Facebook as well.
So facebook.com/well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is well for another week. It's been, Carlos, our first show kind of in the evenings. It's been very, it's exciting.
Interesting. Yes.
It's very different. The studio is a little bit, the mood lighting has changed. Mm. It's,
I love the candles.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to light those in here. Before I get in any trouble here, we probably should sign up for the week. If you want to listen to us again, it is 8 p.m. on Monday nights. Well. This is our slot going forward. If you've missed out on any part of the show and you do want to listen to it, catch us on joy.org.au and look up the Well podcast. You can catch those usually by later in the week. Daddy Steve, thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me,
studio.
Guys. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
And thank you to Rob Kim from Vic Bears for joining us later on. That is another week of Well. Up next, we've got Clayton at the helm here with Is Broad. I'm getting too far ahead of myself. I'm new to the evenings. Anyhow, this is Well. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Well, bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.